Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
On and on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Tomorrow is the official schedule release for the NFL. Guess the Maloney's Cup got hidden already. But the mice of men, Bob and or Mac and Maloney, just out here.
It's true.
Slaying exactly. Mice, man.
That's exactly right.
There have been certain games already announced that will be played when the NFL schedule does start. As Thursday, September 4th, the first game of the season has been announced, Cowboys at Eagles. Friday, September 5th, is the game in Brazil. That will be the Chargers and Chiefs. Chiefs playing visitors to that. Monday, November 10th, Eagles at Packers was just announced.
Eagles and Packers, huge Monday night, week 10.
Had to know that one. Yeah. Friday, November 28th, Bears at Eagles. So there's another Friday,
November 28th. So that's Black Friday, Bears and Eagles. I like that one. Okay.
Saturday, December 20th, Eagles at Commanders.
Okay. So and the Eagles are taking over for the Chiefs in all the primetime games this year.
Cool.
I'm good with
early
that.
Early bedtimes.
Yeah.
And then obviously yesterday it was announced, I don't know if I should say obviously, but yesterday it was announced that the Kansas City Chiefs will host the Denver Broncos on Christmas night, December 25th, on a Thursday this year. So Chiefs play on Christmas again for the third consecutive year. Again, they're not Christmas's team, but they are playing for a third consecutive year, announced yesterday that they will host the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I like the night game aspect of this thing. It's a lot better than having the noon Christmas Day game. You know, at least with the night game, you could do Christmas, right? Kids come down the stairs at 3 o'clock in the mm-hmm. morning. They open their gifts and whatnot, and you do your Christmas stuff in the morning and in the early afternoon, and then say, all right, let's go watch the Chiefs game at night. I like the night aspect of this one, and my wife and I were pretty excited about it, too. You know, like, all right, we'll take this game off your hands, and we'll go to this game, Richard. So Christmas Day, mark us down for that one. That'll be one of the four that nice. We take this year with the tickets that we split. So I'm excited about that. She was pretty excited about that as well, because you do get to do your Christmas holiday. You get to do all your great stuff for Christmas, and then you don't necessarily have to get out to the game 6 hours before and tailgate if it's on Christmas and you don't want to do that. Show up closer to game time, go in, and watch the game. I think that could be a fun game for a lot of people to attend, because you got that Christmas spirit, dressed as Santa Claus, night game. Denver Broncos late in the season. Could be the division on the line, you know, with that great defense that Denver's going to have this year. Bo Nix in year two. Like, it's got the makings of a really powerful football game. And I do like the fact that this year Christmas is on a Thursday, and I'm more okay with games being on Thursday because we're used to that in the NFL than having Christmas on a Tuesday or Wednesday like the last couple of years and finagling the Chiefs onto Christmas Day, you know, into weird days of the week. I do like that it is Thursday, and I really do like that it's the night game. I don't know what people feel about that and how fans are reacting to that and season ticket holders are reacting to that one, but I feel it's a better reaction than noon on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I still hate it. I don't like it.
Gotcha.
I'm done with it. It's like, yeah, it's beneficial for some to go at night and hang out, but there's still people that have to work that game. They have to leave in the afternoon to get to the stadium again. I can already hear people on the text line. They signed up for their job. They did. They didn't sign up for Christmas night. It is what it is. I'll stay at home. I'll watch it on my TV. Obviously, it will be on the TV. I think that's fine. It gives your family maybe a little bit more of a tradition. Maybe like if you are season ticket holders, I do think there is a better advantage of it being at night. From a spoiled perspective of, hey, at least you can, like Bob said, get your stuff done throughout the day. Not everybody is one family household. Mm-hmm. Some people have to go to their wife's house. Some people have to go to their husband's family's house. Some people have divorced parents, and Christmas is an all-day event where you plan morning at your house, then you have afternoon at your, one relative's house, and at night you do this. And now it's like, well, we have Chiefs tickets, so maybe you're the couple from four Christmases, and you're like, hey, we got to go to a Chiefs game. Sorry, can't come over to, Gam Gam's house for Christmas presents. But again, I don't know. I would like to see other teams play on Christmas that don't involve, the local area. But again, hey, if Christmas is your thing and that's how you want to spend it, then so be it. I'm okay with it.
And I think, and if you don't want to do it, that's fine too. Like,
yeah,
you just, no, because there's a game on doesn't mean you have to go or you have to watch or you have to be, in tune with that. I know we'd all like to do that, obviously, but hey, if you got other things that are going on that prevent you from watching that game or prevent you from watching that game live, to completely understand. I mean, so I'm talking like from my schedule, from where I am in life, where we are as a family, this Christmas night game actually works nicely for us. I think for you too, Mac, you were kind of excited about this one yesterday as well.
Heck,
when the schedule came out. It's too bad Ralph isn't letting you near that bus anymore. But hey, I mean, that's besides the point. But I think that's the type of game that can be fun in the parking lot. I think people are going to be in a really good mood, for that game to be out there. It's the holiday week. I think there's a lot to be excited about, for that noon game. And again, if it doesn't fit into your schedule, don't do it. Or for that Christmas Day game, it doesn't fit in your schedule, don't do it. I don't really care. But I think, when you look at it and you understand where we are as a franchise, this is just going to be the way going forward as long as the Chiefs are on top and we have Patrick Mahomes and it becomes must-see TV. We're going to kind of be in these games. And I guess it would mean that we're probably not going to play on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, you wouldn't give the Chiefs Thanksgiving Day if you're going to give them Christmas Day. So I would imagine that's off the calendar. So for a lot of folks, that's a good thing as well. And, if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But that's kind of where we are in the NFL right now. They don't care about our schedules. They just care about making the most money possible. And as long as these games continue to generate dough, they're going to place these games wherever they want, as long as somebody's willing to scratch a check for them.
Yep. NFL's just going to keep doing it until they're going to stale themselves out, because it's coming eventually.
You say that, and I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I'm worried about that. What I'm also worried about, too, is that the NFL, with their new TV contract coming due, pulls their games off of CBS, Fox, NBC, and ABC, and makes every game something similar to what baseball is. I was having lunch with some folks the other day, and one of the guys at lunch said, well, now that the Royals aren't on TV anymore, .. I'm like, well, they are, but that's the perception. The NFL doesn't need to get that way. The NFL made its money and became the biggest sport in the world by giving you their games for free. If you are a Chiefs fan in Kansas City, it doesn't cost you one dime to stay at home and watch every single game. And if the NFL ever goes away from that, that is when the NFL will go the way of Major League Baseball and the Dodo Bird.
It's close. It's close. 10 different streaming devices or 10 different networks unable to watch the games this year. Christmas Nights on Amazon Prime, so you have to have that on Thursday night, which a lot of people, I assume, have that.
Well, but Netflix for the first two games, and then Amazon Prime for the third game.
So it's not on TV.
Well, it is. It will be in Kansas. I'm sure 41 will have.
I'm talking nationally.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're out of the area and your local team isn't playing on these holidays and you want to watch these games, yeah, then you better subscribe to Netflix or to Amazon.
Keep it up, NFL.
And look how many people subscribed to Netflix last year during that Christmas Day, you know, doubleheader that they had. What did they say? 25 million people.
So it was absurd. I mean,
people went there because they wanted to have their fix. And, you know, we say if they go off of free TV, it may doom them. Mm. But again, you had 25 million people sign up for Netflix to watch the Steelers and the Chiefs play each other on Christmas Day.
And then Netflix raised their prices. Weird how that works. Netflix is now $29.99 a month, but you get the NFL for three games.
You do. Yeah.
Great.
I mean, we say it every year, like Peacock during the postseason. Oh, nobody's going to watch on Peacock. 25 million people signed up for Peacock and watched that game. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'm sure everybody, you know, for the most part, has some sort of Amazon account or password. So that's not a big deal. We're used to Amazon now. But again, I still believe if they take these games off of free TV, they're doing a major disservice to themselves, and it will be that Midas touch. You can't touch everything and turn it to gold. Eventually, you're going to have no people, nothing left. We all know that story. That's where the NFL is right now. Be careful. I know you want to grow these revenues, but be careful to you don't grow them to a point where you push that casual fan away.
Yeah, they're going to go full Quiznos. They're just going to keep opening franchises, and you can't get the same quality. Real quick, before we get into one word, did you know that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are the 13th, or I guess it's wide receiver twos? Xavier Worthy is the 13th ranked number two wide receiver on the list. There are four rookies ahead of him. They have Travis Hunter ahead of Xavier Worthy in this ranking.
I don't understand how a rookie can be ahead of any quote-unquote proven veteran in any sport. We don't know what Travis Hunter's going to be in the NFL. He may turn out to be the best. He may turn out to be the biggest bust. We don't know where he's going to be. But we do know what Xavier Worthy has done in the NFL. And for me, what Xavier Worthy has done in the NFL is better than anything that we've seen out of Travis Hunter. We don't know what he's going to be, but we love the unknown in sports more than the known. It's more fun to talk about the unknown than it is the known.
Oh, for sure. Potential? That sells.
Yeah.
I take that back. They have one rookie in Travis Hunter, but they have tandems that have rookies ahead of him. They have Mike Williams as the number eight.
What?
Ahead of Xavier Worthy.
The hell?
They have George Pickens in Dallas as number six. Chris Godwin, number five. Cooper Kupp, number four. Devontae Adams, number three, Devonta Smith, number two, and T. Higgins, number one. I'm kind of on the downfall for Cincy. I'm kind of over Cincy. Rookie doesn't want to play on his rookie contract. Doesn't want to sign it. Hendrickson's getting ghosted via text message, and everybody else is happy.
But
it's a rough franchise. But let's get to one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I had a sad sports night, but a lot of people here didn't. The Kansas City Royals went off last night. Offensively, seven runs through four innings. What we've been yearning for. The defense almost slipped up. They were able to finish off the job. One word on the Royals offense last night.
Normal.
New normal.
Yeah, that's the normal. Let's go. Continue to do it that way. Don't be abnormal and score you one or two runs. Be normal. Score four or more. Let's go.
Successful. It's like Rob Britton gave the stat on our Instagram page. You can find it on the Fan 96.5.
Good stat.
15-1 when they score four or more runs. They scored four or more last night. They're now 16-1 while scoring four or more runs. So it can be done, and when it is done, thy will be done on the field with four or more. So, yeah.
Is there something that you see when they score four or more runs? Like, oh, that's why? Or is it just...
Just pitching is already great. Like, Michael Wacha has a three ERA, lowest run support in Major League Baseball.
He got four runs last night. It probably felt like somebody gave him an all-inclusive like resort at some place. Like, I can have all of this? All of this is mine? Yes, relax, enjoy. Oh, man. Thank you. Normally I have to, you know, scrape and claw and get what I can, like the crumbs. Get four runs. His pitching staff seems relieved. I think that's the answer to your question. They see four runs. Like, you know, normally I get two. I've got one to give, maybe two to give. Yeah. I can play more relaxed. You're giving me more confidence to the most confident pitching staff in the league. It's big news right there.
Scary stuff. Bob earlier talked about a possible name for the Kansas City Royals when they're in need of a bat. One word on Rafael Devers.
Exciting. He is on the trade block. Obviously, Philadelphia is sniffing around. They need an upgrade at third base for Alec Bohm. They don't like him. But, I mean, I think this move would, if it ever happens, and I'm like, you know, 0% sure that it would happen, but it's an interesting name, fills a need, and it puts John Sherman, I think, in a different light for a lot of fans who still don't believe that he wants to win for whatever reason. Like, he hasn't done enough to prove that he wants to win in Kansas City. You go out and had an 8-year contract with Rafael Devers at like $300 million. What else does the gentleman need to do to prove to fans that he's all in on this baseball team? You do something like that, man, you get a third baseman, you get a bat, and you get the street cred from your fan base. Go, this is our owner now. Hell yeah, John.
Yeah, the guy absolutely raked against the Royals over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bob mentioned the home run that he hit to the moon or completely over the batter's eye. It's a no for me. I'm good. I don't like this guy's personality. I don't like what he's done on a team that needs, that's similar to the Royals, young, up and coming, could be successful, went and got a good player, went and got the best defensive third baseman in baseball, and it's, nah, it's my position. It's, okay. Fair enough. Sounds good. So it's a no.
Okay, going over to the NBA real quick. Michael Jordan announced yesterday, or NBC rather, announced that Michael Jordan would be a contributor on their network next year when they start running the NBA yet again for the first time in lots of years. We don't know what contributor means, but one word on Michael Jordan on your television next year.
He's boring. I remember when NBC rolled Joe Montana out after he was done playing. I think they rolled him back in very fast. He was not good. I think if they do it the right way, like Jordan needs to sit down with MJ. That needs to be the first thing that he does for NBC.
With LeBron?
Absolutely. Yes. What did I say?
Jordan with MJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could interview him. That would actually be pretty cool. You know, like we've seen that before, right? Sit down and interview yourself type of thing. No, LeBron. That needs to be the first thing that NBC does. It will be the most watched sports interview of all time.
For sure.
People will be talking about that. MJ interviewing LeBron needs to be the first thing out of the gate for NBC. They clearly want to make a splash with getting the NBA back.
Heck yeah.
How else do you make a splash having the greatest interview the greatest, man? That would be must-see, I think, compelling TV. Oh, yeah. They may not say a damn thing, but MJ and LeBron sitting down together and MJ interviewing LeBron, I mean, I'd be all over that.
Exciting would be my word, because I think they're going to use him, as we saw from Carrington yesterday, they're going to use him as like a voiceover. It's the new season for the NBA. Some people want to be the GOAT, but we know who that is. Yeah. Like, throw shade throughout the voiceover.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Or what you do is, if you're NBC and you're smart, you do the same thing that TNT did with Shaq and Chuck and Kenny and Ernie, and you put Jordan and Isaiah Thomas together.
But the problem
is, add another name.
Geez. Jordan isn't self-deprecating enough to do that.
No, but he
hates Isaiah Thomas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, Shaq isn't really self-deprecating. Shaq likes to give everybody else crap, and then everybody else gives Shaq crap. But Shaq's never like, I'm just a big, dumb idiot. But what do I know? He's always like, that ain't true. That ain't right. I think this is the most pivotal game of the series, game three. Surely it wasn't. But no, I love it for Jordan if they do it that way. Like, throw the shade and, like, have you seen the Harrison Ford Jeep commercial?
Yeah, I love that.
He's like, even though my last name is...
Yeah.
And you're like, oh!
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
It is actually really good.
It's a great commercial,
so,
yeah.
Get him with the right people to do it. But, man, could you imagine, like, a TNT setup on NBC and it's Isaiah Thomas, Jordan, and, I don't know, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, somebody from that generation to bring it to that station? Because that's what that Chuck, Shaq, Kenny, same generation. And then you throw Ernie in there, who's the only sane one.
Pair Jordan with some people he doesn't like and let the personalities come out. Put Bird on there.
Yeah, that would be
That's
nice.
That's a good one. That is a
Thomas
good one.
Bird, Jordan.
I just don't know that Jordan has the chops to do it, though. I probably not.
I don't know either. I don't know if Larry Bird does either.
I don't think Shaq does either. Yeah. There's times I watch him like, what did he say?
Yeah.
No, but I mean like the ability to do it is what I'm saying. Like to do a full season, to be able to take that ribbing back and forth, to be like – I don't know that Jordan has that much to say. Like Jarls is very opinionated. As we know, Jordan has never taken a side on anything. He wants to be mutually liked by everybody.
Yep.
You got to be willing to be bold on that pregame show if you're going to do it that way. And if you're not willing to be bold and have those opinions, take care. So I think they should use him in interview situations like, you know, Brady interviewing Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, we need to have these things happen where the greats interview the greats. And, like, Jordan should just do a series where he goes around the NBA interviewing the greatest players.
Yes, that's a guess.
And every one of these players is going to want to talk to Jordan. And I think you can get some compelling stuff because I hate to say this, but these guys are going to open up to Jordan more than they're going to open up to somebody like me.
He sits down with Anthony Edwards. He's like, son.
Exactly.
Let's start.
Yeah, right.
That's how they announce it.
Yeah.
Full circle here. One word on the Chiefs playing Christmas night.
Cool.
Hate.
The juxtaposition is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just over it. I'm over Christmas in Kansas City.
Like, I'm excited about the night game.
It's cool once in a while.
If it was noon game, I wouldn't be excited.
I'd hate it.
Like, if this was the first time they played on Christmas in their franchise's history and it was a night game, hey, that's cool. Let's check it out. This Christmas, we're going to go here. This is year three in a row.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Like, give it to somebody else.
Yep.
Somebody else's turn. Stale for me. That's my word. Stale. I'd rather do something else and worry about a football game because, again, like, I know we don't have to go, but kind of need to be in tuned with it because it's kind of our job.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, I got to watch this game. It's Christmas, Dusty. I understand. Blame the schedule makers.
Watch the ratings for that one.
I mean, Christmas night would be huge.
That's not the issue.
No, but that's why they continue to do it. You know?
Put the Dolphins and the Packers on Christmas night. The ratings would still be great.
Right, and we'll watch.
Of course. And that's why the NFL knows it. So,
tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.